One more hand for Randall Crum. Go ahead. And next up, we have a real treat with Deb Silverstein, who is a partner or a member of Gail's Taproot. It's a cappella music, but I don't think this is going to be a cappella. Looks like Deb's going to accompany herself with her guitar.
I am.
Deborah?
Deborah.
Shouldn't say just Deb? No. Deborah. My apologies, Deborah.
That's okay.
I will not make that mistake again.
What's that?
Because if I do, Gail will slap me.
Yep.
That I do not want to. All right. So, Deborah, let's put our hands together for Deborah Silverstein.
Hi, thank you. That needs to be a little closer. Thank you. So, what a wonderful evening of music, so many varieties. Well, when I signed up to come tonight, I thought I would sing a song I wrote many years ago for my father, who's a remarkable man, but he's becoming more and more remarkable by the day, because on Saturday he turned 101. And he's all there. He's, you know, still all there. His favorite thing, what we've done for many years, we had a special year last year when he turned 100, but this year we just went back to the old regular. We took him to Doyle's Tavern in JP and had dinner there. Unfortunately, they didn't have any fried oysters on the menu. That's what he wanted most, fried oysters. But he did get his Guinness, so that was good. So, you know, there's not a whole lot that you need that you don't already have, except things you'd like to get rid of, you know, aches and pains and such when you turn 101. So I hadn't really been planning to, but I did end up writing him a song on his birthday. So I kind of know it, and I'm going to sing it for you. His face is weathered and his body's frail. His old hands tremble when he sorts his mail. But his mind still hits the target like a sharpened nail. He's a century plus one, a century plus one. Born in the early 1900s, before indoor lights and talking picture shows, when every piece of laundry hung out to dry, and you had to be a bird to fly the deep blue sky. His face is weathered and his body's frail. His old hands tremble when he sorts his mail. But his mind still hits the target like a sharpened nail. He's a century plus one, a century plus one. He can remember riding in a horse-drawn hack, has a tender feeling for old Connie Mack. Sold peanuts and soda for the Philly A's, hauling 50 pounds for a buck a day. Danced with the Allies in the Second World War, danced to Tommy Dorsey on the ballroom floor. Voted Roosevelt and Truman and JFK, fought for civil rights and LBJ. And everybody wants to know the secret to his mojo. Everybody wants a sip of the truth from his eternal fountain of youth. He still follows the market and the daily news, pays his bills, his taxes, and his old bones dues. Shakes his fist at the clowns who run the country down, shakes his head and wonder that he's still around. His face is weathered and his body's frail. His old hands tremble when he sorts his mail. But his mind still hits the target like a sharpened nail. He's a century plus one. A century plus one. He's a century plus one.
Thank you so much, Deborah. What a lovely song, and what a